There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In 2026, the Browns will get back a fifth rounder from Detroit next year and a sixth rounder in 2026. NFL trade deadline is set for 4 o'clock this afternoon. Monday Night Football last night is heard right here on 92.3 The Fan. Chiefs beat the Buccaneers in overtime, 30-24. Kareem Hunt, 2-yard TD run in overtime, and the Chiefs now 8-0. Cavaliers knocked off the Bucs 116-114. Darius Garland season on 39 points. The Cavs 8-0 to start the season for just the second time in franchise history. Guardians announcing David Fry had surgery last week on his sore right elbow. The recovery time from the elbow ligament surgery is expected to be between 6 and 8 months for Fry to be able to bat again. However, Fry not going to be able to play in the field in 2025. Odyssey app, all the hardware you'll need. Check out the exclusive music stations. Get the latest sports news by listening to 92.3 The Fan. From the Buckeye Law Group 411 Payne Sports Desk, I'm Jeff Thomas.
Seaside event tonight, 2-3 The Fan. Want to send you on the Browns fan cruise. Oh, I can't wait. After hearing Zach Jackson, who could? March 3rd through the 7th. End of the word doc, D-O-C-K, at 92.3thefan.com by the end of the hour to get qualified to win. Brought to you by Spirit Airlines, Seaside Events, and Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
This is not good, the way it's been built thus far. You know, makes you believe that it's going to potentially be new guys doing it, because I just don't think the current guys have a case for staying in their job. But I don't know that any other guys they drafted are going to help. And certainly there was room on this team for help. And you have older guys who are injured and have bad contracts. And that's just not where you want to be. And if you had a quarterback, that'd be one thing. But you don't. They don't have a quarterback this year, next year, or for the foreseeable future. But you have one on your roster, you owe $170 million in cap dollars. Fully guaranteed.
My arms are crossed and they're zipping me up in the body bag right now. That's it. Go Cavs. 8-0, go Cavs.
Well,
that's it. That was bad.
If you agree with Zach there, then you would be saying fire sale. You'd be saying trade anything you could and get whatever you can, right? If you think they're old, that guys are starting to get past their primes, expensive roster, the quarterback situation with all the sunk money, you're in such big trouble anyway, then wouldn't you be saying trade Njoku, trade whoever?
I guess so.
I don't think it's that critical. I think it's bad. Don't get me wrong. In 2-7... says it's bad. 2-7 with Stefanski on the hot seat, Andrew Berry potentially on the hot seat, and we don't know who the starting quarterback is going to be at the beginning of next year. We still don't know our tackle situation going next year. We don't know our running back situation. Is our receiver situation going to be Jerry Jeudy and Cedric Tillman? I mean, I hate to say it, that's probably one of the worst wide receiving cores in the league. And
whatever.
And we love what we're
whatever.
Seeing. Well, hold on.
It doesn't even matter.
No, it does matter.
No, it
I think
doesn't.
It does.
Why?
because we're having a fruitful, it's supposed to be a fruitful conversation about how much you need to now tear it down, whether you do need to do this huge grab of any assets you can.
Well, is a teardown going to save Andrew Berry's job?
No, I actually...
that sounded like his obituary Browns general manager.
A teardown will solidify him losing his job.
Well, he's had five drafts, right? Zach echoed those sentiments. Yeah. I mean, five drafts.
That's it.
Two playoff appearances, one win, and now it looks worse at the end than when you took over.
The 2016 Browns had Terrell Pryor, who had 1,000 yards receiving. They had Gary Barnage, big play Garrett, tight end, great guy. They had Ricardo Lewis. Okay. They had Andrew Hawkins. They had Corey Coleman. I've seen worse wide receiver rooms. They won one game. The Browns have already won two. I mean, I did say at the beginning of the year, you got to the people who'd be so mad at the Jerry Jeudy signing, but you'll be so mad at Deshaun Watson if it doesn't work out and everybody's signing Deshaun Watson, you won't even notice Jerry Jeudy. And I don't think a lot of people notice Jerry Jeudy. Jerry had a decent enough game on Sunday. I didn't blame him for losing. Did you?
No, I didn't blame him for losing.
He didn't throw the picks.
No. I don't think Judy's a number one in this league.
That's it.
I'd like to see a guy who could actually stay on his feet after a catch instead of falling down and running out of bounds every time.
Okay, well, you know, you can only work on one thing at a time.
He does run a good route. And he's been catching balls.
Yeah, he has.
He hasn't had the big drops.
Would you rather sign Jerry Jeudy for a second-round pick? Or what do they trade Jerry Jeudy for? Would you rather sign Jerry Jeudy, or would you rather Andrew Berry take a whack at drafting another wide receiver? I think we know our answer.
But the problem is they also need an offensive lineman. They need another pass rusher. Like, the things they need are adding up, which is why they need more draft picks at the top.
Yeah.
Right now, they've got a bunch of 6th and 7th and 4th.
He was traded for a 5th and 6th round pick. Yeah. I was thinking Elijah Moore.
They just got some of that today. So. Yeah. Who's the next Jerry Jeudy that they trade for with those picks?
Who the hell knows? Who knows? I'm trying here. I'm trying. I'm all over the place right now.
They've tried the shortcut method on the defensive line, the shortcut method at wide receiver. Amari Cooper, they struck gold with. That was an incredible trade. So Andrew Berry, he started out on a high note with that. The Elijah Moore thing has not worked out at all. That has proven costly, especially if you look at the picks, the guys they could have taken at wide receiver at that time. And they've attempted shortcut at quarterback. I was in favor of that move. I thought it was a once-in-a-lifetime deal to get a massive upgrade at quarterback. It has been a massive downgrade.
It has.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Let's go to the phones. JJ in Wisconsin, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
We're doing okay, JJ. Well, you know what? I was doing better before Zach called in. Go ahead.
Listen, I don't agree with everything Zach said because, you know, we all was thinking the same thing. If we didn't win on Sunday, the season was over, which we are, you know, we kind of knew it was going to get to that point. So, I mean, it's like another season. And I can't even lie to myself. I'm a Browns fan. I'm a big Browns fan. I'm not all the way out the door on Deshaun Watson. What I would say is we still got him for two more years, right? Can we get an offensive line together, please, that can keep the quarterback off the ground more than, like, 5 sacks a game this year? Like, they averaging, like, something like that, like 5 sacks a game. Like, who knows how many QB hurries.
Are we just looking at two not-so-great quarterbacks, JJ?
That as well.
Nah, I mean,
none of our quarterbacks has looked good at all. But, you know, Deshaun has had his glimpses. I can't be like I'm all out on him because I know what we paid for him. And I still know how long we still got him for. You know what I'm saying? Sorry about that, y'all. I'm driving a semi. But I think we still not in a bad place, man.
We're not in a bad place?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's a losing season. It sucks we losing, you know, like we are, 2-7. But, I mean, I didn't really think we was going to make the playoffs this season.
You're in denial.
Anyway.
You're in denial. Anyway, it's okay. I've been in denial.
It's not denial.
Oh, yes,
it's
JJ.
Reality.
No, that's not reality. JJ, if you're calling – JJ.
Look at Washington. They turned around in 1 year.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying to draft a quarterback.
Well, I mean, if we have to,
Of right now, yes.
I don't.
You're going to stick Deshaun Watson back out there?
Are you paying him? You paying him?
And that's why you are in denial.
You're paying
that is
him,
why.
Though. You know what I'm saying?
They've paid a lot of people to go away.
Well, true. I mean, I don't care
that they're paying Deshaun Watson. Listen, because he's getting paid doesn't mean he has to go play on the football field.
Listen, I'm with you. If they draft a quarterback, so be it. If they don't, I really won't be upset.
Okay.
Because I've seen plenty of quarterbacks, like, you know, look bad and then go to other teams and look great. I mean, Sam Darnold, Jared Goff.
This is,
you know,
I'm going to make
it. Quarterbacks, you can get quarterbacks in free agency. You know what I'm saying? Russell Wilson. He ain't looked great, but we could have got him for $2. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we're just naming names now. We're just picking names. Not, JJ, I want you to focus on the road.
Would you want Russell Wilson right now?
Honestly, I don't think it would solve their problems. I don't think he'd solve their problems. No, they're a mess.
Probably wouldn't, but
they're a mess.
He'd probably be a better quarterback than what we have right now. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, there's dead guys who might be better quarterbacks than what we have right now. JJ, I gotta let you go. I want you to focus on the road here. Listen, you sound a lot like me. I'm gonna get real dark here. As a person who has struggled with this for not my entire life, but for a very long period of time, I cannot tell you guys how many times I've stepped on a scale and have rationalized the number that I've seen and have tried to talk because I've been in denial. I've been in denial in my personal life, and I've certainly been in denial in how I watch my favorite football team. And if you're calling in and saying any of that stuff, sorry, JJ, buddy, you're just in denial. That's why I think that's part of the reason why Zach keeps me as a friend, and that's certainly one of the reasons I keep Zach as a friend, because Zach just punches me in the face with significant truth, and I think that he knows that he has to light me up at times to make sure that I can lie to myself, but there's still I've heard that side, and I've completely not turned him off. I mean, how can I fight what Zach just said to me? I didn't bother fighting what Zach just said to me because I know the truth here. I mean, these are dark things to admit, but it's still the truth, is that my quarterback that I have that I am paying a lot of, excuse me, I'm not paying him anything, that the Browns are paying him a lot of money to, he's a basket case. You're not going to put him back out there.
And now coming off a significant injury.
Excuse me. His second in a row. He's had three in his right in the middle. I mean, you've had three in his entire career. So, guys, like, no. The only way you can even, and I can't even guarantee that because that might be foolhardy. Then go get Cam Ward, and Cam Ward could go out there and suck at the room, and they can make the problem even worse for some odd reason and somehow. I mean, this is where we're at. This is where we're at right now. And I told the worst part about it is we all knew this was happening if they couldn't get the position going. We talked about this in the summer, and people got mad. You're putting in doom and gloom. No, I'm not. I'm just telling you guys how I see it. And you guys all knew it was the truth. You just didn't want to hear it then. And to that level, I can understand that. It was June. It was July. No one wants to hear about that at that time. But it would get brought up, and I would say it, and we all knew the truth. They traded for Jerry Jeudy. You'd be so mad about the quarterback situation, you wouldn't have time to be upset about the Jerry Jeudy situation. And here they are at 2-7. And I like Andrew Berry as a guy. I can't make an argument for him to keep his job. What's my argument, Anthony? There is none.
No,
I don't
right
trust
now,
him to make these
right
picks.
Right now, after 5 years, I think the argument is easier to make against him than for him.
And people say, well, the owner made the... No, 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 no. We've talked about it many times. So, you know, I can't... I know, Detroit looks great. Well, John's up in Detroit. Yeah, well, John picked Freddie as the head coach. And that's why John's no longer here. He paid for his one big, massive mistake. And it looks like Andrew will now pay for his one big, massive mistake here soon. Okay. I mean, at least he went for the gusto. Can't say he didn't try to make the franchise better. It just ended up being far, 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 far worse than I think he ever would have imagined.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.